Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi there, and welcome to New Life Live. We never think it's a coincidence when whatever you're going through kind of matches up some of the things that we say here today, and I don't think it'll be any different today. All of our calls are lined up. No need to try to call us at 1-800-229-3000, but you can call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. There are people there. They wake up in the morning and they say, how in the world am I going to get through today if I don't help somebody? And so we're glad they do. Joining me today are a couple of people that have helped a lot of folks over their lifetime, Dr. Jill Hubbard and Dr. Dave Stoop. Hi, guys.
Hey, Steve.
Hello, Steve. Happy President's Day.
Thank you, and you are echoing there. We love President's Day because it honors presidents. And, you know, if you're not honoring a president today, well, come on, let's get with it. And it used to be George Washington's birthday, but now it's just called President's Day.
Well, day to honor that role, right?
Well, here's the thing. I'm just glad we have in our country presidents. You know,
yes. It's,
you hear all these horror stories in these other countries, and oh man, we're just so fortunate. I heard someone say to a young man, he was from another country, he said, well, you won the lottery. And the young man said, no, I didn't. We live in the projects. We hardly have anything. He said, no, you won the lottery. You were born in the United States of America, and that is the equivalent of winning the lottery when you compare what life is like for us who don't live there. I think it's really true. We take it for granted.
We lose that perspective.
Those freedoms. And, you know, if you don't like who's president, you get to change it, or you get to be part of that. And so, anyway, it's a great country. We honor the president. We've had some great ones, haven't we? And we've just some of the things that, you know, I think about this thing that John Kennedy did when he said, we choose to go to the moon. He was a Democrat, so I'll say, there's a Democrat. I just, that was amazing. And then a Republican, Ronald Reagan, says, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. You know, these things, it mattered what they said. And of course, those are in my lifetime, and there are many, many other great, great presidents and quotes from them. But really, we honor them today. If you want to join us on the program, well, we've got all the calls lined up again, as I said, but you can always call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. When you do, we'll tell you about a really special time coming up, and that is our Finding Freedom. We're going to do it again. We found some freedom the last time. We're going to find some more, help some others, and that's coming up here in May. And then, you know, right around the corner is our Restore workshop for women who have been hurt by a man who's lacking sexual integrity. You know, whatever you do, don't do nothing in your hurt and your pain. Those of us who have been cheated on and cheated out of a secure, loving relationship, you know, you just, it's senseless to keep that a secret and try to handle that by yourself when there's so many resources available, including Restore. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come right back after this with Dr. Jill Hubbard. She is the author of Forgiving Our Fathers and Mothers, Dr. Dave Stoop, Smart Love, and You Are What You Think, and Change Your... Is it Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life, Dave? Or is it... Change your joke.
Change your thought. I choked on that.
He's choking on that title.
Don't choke.
Change your thoughts, change your life.
Change your thoughts, change your life, all of those available at newlife.com or 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll take this break, come right back. Glad you're with us here today for New Life Live. We really are. We love getting to be here. Stay tuned.
I am just so thankful for this weekend. It's been amazing to see how Satan messes up marriages in so many ways.
My name is Shelley Martinkus, and I want to personally invite you to the Restore Workshop. If you have been affected by betrayal, it might be that your husband has been looking at pornography. It might be an emotional, a physical affair. I would love for you to come join us.
Through Shelley's example, I have seen such transparency. It's just been amazing. I've just been able to let out all the yucky details.
You will leave with hope, with a community of sisters ready to support you, and you will also leave with tools to move you forward on this journey. Please don't hesitate. Pick up the phone, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I would love to see you there.
The Restore Workshop is coming to Orange County, California, March 1st through the 3rd. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here. Really glad you're with us here today. Let's go to the phones. We said we would, and here we go. It's Jill, Livingston, Montana.
Oh, another Jill.
KCMM.
Yes.
How you doing?
Hi, Jill.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. That kind of dates us, doesn't it, Jill, because it's not a very common name
anymore. Yeah.
But I want to start, I called 5 years ago, a little over 5 years ago. Sherry was on, and Steve, and Mylon. And when I spoke of the abuse that was going on in the home, Sherry said, "Why are you with this man?" Which kind of left me with my jaw dropped. And Mylon jumped in and said, "Did you have other men in your life that were abusive?" Which was my out. But I thought I had to think about that and why I was. And so long story shortened up, after all that time, I moved out a year and a half ago. And during the year and a half after I moved out, my husband did not make any attempt to get me back. He didn't say, he would text and say, "I'm lonely without you." But that was just like a statement. There was no question attached to it. And so now he did not support me and has not for over 5 years. And so I had to file for divorce to get support. Wow. And now he says, "I don't want a divorce. Why are we trashing each other after 30-some years?"
Okay. What's the question for us? Because, boy, do we have an
answer
for you.
Okay. So this person I have seen is probably the most paranoid person I've ever seen, without actually having visual hallucinations.
Yeah.
But every move that he makes is out of fear. And he denies any fear. So with a person like that, who will not initiate any help because they don't trust anybody, should I say, "This is what you would need to do"?
Well, first of all, whatever he has said should not alter what you're doing, because you were very insightful into, he let you hang around for, and you let yourself, for 5 years, so he didn't have to come to grips with financial reality, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you file, because I don't think he wants to be married. I think he doesn't want to give up the financial reality there, okay?
Exactly.
But while you're filing, you say to him, "Well, if that is true, if you, you know, there, I'm always open to anything," right? So now you give, if it's really true, there's that little crack in the wall there. You've always open to what could happen. You say, "If that's true, well, then here's what you need to do." So what would that be? Well, I'll let Dave and Jill tell you what they think he ought to have to do before you would stop the, well, I think you need the divorce and especially the legal separation to help you survive financially, since he didn't. But you can still, after that, remain open to what miracle might be going on. So what do you guys think?
Well, I think it's obviously a financial concern of his, because he's facing the the reality of what divorce is going to cost him. So one of the things I would say to him is, you need to support me, and you need to be generous with me, because I've let you off the hook for 5 years, and now it's time for you to step up to the plate. That's one of the things I would say.
Well, the court did order some support.
Because, oh, good.
You know, they good. Wouldn't order it without me filing.
Right. Yeah.
And so good. I did file in October, and they did order support from him. And he is a hoarder and a hider.
Mm.
He has been hiding assets and probably over 30 vehicles that he has bought in,
oh, wow.
in various places. So what? He is hiding assets, and I think he's very confident that in mediation those things won't come forth, I think, because...
Well, okay,
yes,
so there again...
spender.
Well,
so there again, honey,
book.
I totally understand your desire to want us to get back together. Why don't you list out all the assets you have, and let's start there.
Say that to him?
Yeah, let's list the assets, because if you want us to get back together, well, we can't get back together if either of us are dishonest or have some kind
right.
of financial thing. So okay. what are the assets you have? I don't think you've really been forthcoming with that. And then you're mm-hmm. pretty soon you're going to see this isn't really about you. It's about protecting
right. Well, and he's,
himself.
You know, it's obvious that he hasn't done anything until he's had to hit up against something. Right. So
yeah.
there's deadlines.
Right.
There's some pressure that's now kind of lighting a fire under him. But I would first, mm-hmm. before you start listing things, I would say, well, since you've proposed that, you must have been thinking about that. What would that look like to you? And what mm-hmm. would you see that we would need to move towards each other? And, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hopefully he would have some things. Like, what is he willing to do, Jill? And then
I asked him, I said,
okay.
If you felt this way, why didn't you say something before? And he said, honestly, I knew if I said to you, I don't want to split up, I want to get back together, you would say, well, what are we going to do? And he said, and I wouldn't have an answer.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that's, I guess, honest. So
yeah.
if he knew that, it's time to come up with an answer. Is he mm-hmm. capable of thinking through things? I mean, he's capable of hiding.
He plays chess. He doesn't make a move until
okay.
he's got the whole game played in his head. That's how paranoid.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
So you know that he's thorough in his thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So why has he not thought up what it would take?
The fear. It's the fear.
But I mean...
He might offer too much.
But the...
Right. He doesn't make a move. In
okay.
chess, he'll sit there for... Yeah, because, well, if I do that, they'll do that. And if they do that, I'll do this. But
okay.
what if they do this?
But
yeah,
see,
he plays this game always.
Okay. So if he wants to continue playing a game, you say to him, you don't let him shut you down
right.
with things. You say, okay, so this isn't chess. This isn't a game. Or it is a game. And if it is a game, mm-hmm. it's not a game that we want to get back into. So you tell me, is it a game where you're protecting yourself, measuring every
mm-hmm.
move, or is this
mm-hmm.
you trying to win back my heart? Because I got to tell you something. A
it's
man
a
trying to win back a woman's heart is not very difficult to see.
Yeah.
There's a huge difference, and I think you calling him on this and saying, well, are you trying to position things or play chess in this, or are you trying to win back my heart? It's just really a wake-up call to reality that if a man wants to stay married to a woman mm-hmm. for the right reasons, he's all into winning back her heart, consistent truth, predictability, stability,
generosity.
All those kind of things. Yeah,
right.
generosity.
And getting help for his issues.
Yeah.
He needs
mm-hmm.
a psychiatrist. He needs a therapist. He needs to
mm-hmm.
be willing to be vulnerable and face some of his fears.
I might be a little cynical, but I have a little rule. Never continue to talk to someone about reconciliation who has to be court-ordered to pay you money. It's doesn't. Yeah. It's doesn't ridiculous. Add up. It makes no sense.
That thinks that you shouldn't get in the after 30 years.
That's all right. I hope that's helpful to you. I'm going to send you Healing is a Choice. I think it's a book that will help you. And then I'm going to send you a copy of Understanding and Loving a Person with Narcissistic Personality Disorder. Now, whether he is a full narcissist, I don't know, but he's sure got a lot of characteristics and traits. And I'm really glad that after 5 years, you are no longer succumbing to, you know, his little games, not little games, but because it's your life.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that we talk about, Dave and I talk about, and Take Your Life Back.
Yeah.
You've got to become the decider, not somebody else. You've got to be the defender of your worth. You are the developer of the good things in your life, not waiting for somebody else to do it or a miracle. When we start doing that, things start to change. All right.
She had to start planning what to do with those 15 cars she's going to get, half of what he's got.
No kidding. I would just say that even. How are we going to split up the cars? Which ones do you want and which ones should I have? Because they've got to be of equal value.
That's right.
Yeah, let's go to New York, New York. Listening online, Jane. Hi, Jane. Welcome to New Life. How can we help today?
Hi. How are you doing?
Doing okay. What's going on in your life today?
Well, I've been married for over 40 years.
40 years.
And I'm a snowbird. My husband really wasn't treating me right. He is a bit of a narcissist. Tells me what to do, listens to my phone calls, things I really hate. He keeps redoing, and he knows I don't like them.
Mm-hmm.
He knows my past. I've been abused since I was 2 years old by my father.
Mm-hmm.
So he uses these things to hurt me or to control me.
Yeah, keep you under control. Mm-hmm.
What I found out is I'm a snowbird, so I'm in Florida. He came to visit. He got a phone call, and it was his doctor telling him that he had gonorrhea.
Oh, boy.
That's the first time I learned that he cheated on me.
Wow.
And okay. So he told me, and all the crying and the wailing, I'll never do it again, you know. We both got the shots and the pill. I'll never do it again. This will make our relationship better. You know, I was in shock, basically. And then I got really angry, and I wouldn't let him touch me for a year.
Mm-hmm. So where are things now, and what's the question for us?
And after that, he cheated again.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, he cheated again and gave me herpes 2 complex.
Oh, my word.
Okay, and so what's the question for us?
We've seen a marriage counselor, and she was very sweet, a little too sweet, a little too nice. We went twice.
Jane?
Of course, he thought that was it, you know.
Jane, I need you to Jane, I need you to ask us.
I told him we're going back as soon as I come back. We're just getting back.
We need a question. What's your question?
How can I learn to trust him again?
Well, you can't. That's not the question to be asking. Your husband is not trustworthy.
That's his question.
Well, yeah, you
to
don't
ask.
Trust somebody that hasn't done anything to do it differently.
It's like you calling us and a man is standing in front of you with a loaded gun, the safety isn't on, and you saying to us, how can I trust my husband who's holding a gun in front of me? It's loaded, the safety's off, his finger is on the trigger, and by the way, he's already shot me 4 times. How could I learn to trust him? We would say...
Or how could I forgive him, right?
Yeah, you are asking the wrong question, we'd say. We'd say, here's the question you should be asking us. What can I say to him that is the best thing to say to somebody as you're walking away to get yourself safe? Now, why would you, of all the things to ask, why would you be wanting to find a way to trust him?
He's not trustworthy.
You're a very articulate woman.
Mm-hmm.
So you're a very bright woman.
Hello?
Why would that be what you're interested in? How to trust him? Yeah, I'm just asking you, why is it that you are focused on learning to trust him versus any other question?
I just lost you.
Oh.
Well, I don't know why you can't hear us, because my arrow still points to New York, New York. And Jane, we'll try to get you back on at the break, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, when you hear something like this, guys, you just simply have to say to yourself, am I doing something that does not make sense?
Doesn't add up.
Just doesn't make sense.
Right.
The old blood out of
a turnip. Well, it's hard to see it when you're too close to it.
I'm telling somebody how easy it is to see it on radio, but not live it in real life.
Right.
We'll be back after this.
My wife had found me out through my past and my sexual addiction since I was a small child. It really gave me the opportunity to start digging into my past, start digging into my childhood, figure out what was causing me to feel the way I was feeling. Every Man's Battle will really give you that opportunity, because all the guys there in that room are there for the exact same reason you're there. I don't want to be the reason that my kids are going to counseling. I don't want to be the reason that they begin to struggle with the same issues that I'm struggling with, and I've got to put an end to this. Yes, you can be different. God does love you. You can be forgiven for this, and there's a way out of this. But you have to acknowledge that you have to change, and that there's a problem.
If you're struggling, call us. There are people on the other end of the line who want to hear from you, who want to help you. We don't want you to hand down something to another generation that just looks like pain and destruction. You can hand down redemption, but you got to take that first step. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here, Dr. Jill Hubbard and Dr. Dave Stoop. I don't know if we can get Jane back. Jane had a problem hearing it. Jane, can you hear us now?
Oh, yay.
I last lost you on the question to ask.
Yeah, what is the question? And it was how to trust him. And then I was asking
so
you, I don't think you could hear it, why would that be the question? Because this is not a trustworthy man. It's the equivalent of him holding a loaded gun in front of you, and he's shot you four times already, and you asking us, how can I trust a man with a loaded gun standing in front of me, his fingers on the trigger? He shot me before. How can I trust him? We would say, get out of there. Get yourself safe. It's not safe with this man.
Well, that's what I thought so before. And
well, no, you didn't, because you continued with the relationship, and you continued to be sexually intimate with the man who you could not trust to bring a safe body into that relationship. And I got to tell you, I don't think there's one bit of evidence, unless you can tell me, that he is any different today than he's ever been.
And we're not hearing what he's done different. You know, when he was first remorseful after the gonorrhea, what did he do to get help? Other than just give you empty words, lip service.
Lip service, because he had to go back to New York.
Right.
And then, you know, I...
Okay, so...
Okay.
Part of how...
So, in shock.
Yeah.
So what should she do? Here we are. We've got one shot here to help her do what she needs to do, if she's willing to do it.
I think you'd need to set up a criteria for what he needs to do to get help. That this can't continue like this. That you're not willing to continue getting diseases and to live with somebody who's
unfaithful.
Who's unfaithful. And you've already created separation.
He's not willing.
Then you have a really tough decision.
Then why do you stay with him, Jane?
You have a really tough decision to make.
He lies, and he's not willing.
Yeah, okay. And so what
because
are you going
to
do?
When I say, what we went to the marriage counselor, and I said, I want a divorce, or I want a separation. Mm-hmm. We looked into our funds, and we can't afford a divorce.
Yeah,
so,
I think you probably...
I go to a psychiatrist, been for over 25 years. She said mentally, physically divorce him. You can stay in the same house, just, you know.
Okay. Well, that is certainly one
way
to do it.
Well, and you can have a legal contract drawn up.
But sometimes when people are that deceptive, it's not a problem for them to deceive the financial reality either. They're very good at doing that. And so I think you really ought to pursue doing what he's trying to get you to not do, because he's out there living the life of a single man, endangering your health.
A single man with fringe benefits.
Yeah, not good. All right, I'm so sorry for what you're going through. Don't go through it anymore. That's what I would say.
Well, and she's got to find a way to protect herself. Whatever that looks like, she needs some protection, and so that she's financially sound.
Yes.
Or he doesn't come to visit.
Right.
Let's go to Pauline, Glendora, California, KKLA. Hi, Pauline. How are you?
I'm good. I just have a question that I was counseled by your the people that screen the calls to ask a direct question.
Yes.
So I just want to know, I have a 29-year-old daughter that is, she's struggling with same-sex attraction, and she also still dates young men. She is, she grew up, you know, in the church. She grew up as a Christian, and she still loves God, but my question is, so I don't go into all that. My question is, my husband and I, you know, we're conservatives. We love the Lord. We're born again. We're teachers of the word. And we want to know if we're on target, because we're loving her completely, unconditionally. But we're struggling if she does get into a relationship with a woman. What should we do in terms of our boundaries? Because we just don't feel that we can accept a couple, you know, if she were to be with a woman. We can't accept them as a couple. And so I know I have some friends that are doing that and some friends that aren't doing that have the same situation going on. So what is your opinion? I respect your opinion because I listen to you all the time. And I would like to know what your take on it is.
Go ahead,
I have
Jill.
A thought. Pauline, I think you, if you're not already, you need to spend a lot of time with your daughter, both you and your husband, and really...
We do.
Okay. Really get her to articulate how she feels about things, why she thinks she's in this situation, how it progressed for her.
And
well, we know.
Okay.
We know all those things.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And to think through, because if she's also dating men, and I don't know if there's equal attraction on both sides, but she mm-hmm. can make some choices about her life. And to really play the movie forward and to be more intentional about the life that she envisions for herself. Because all of us, whoever we couple with, marry, have to say no to others.
We'll be back.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You are a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. New Life. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Pauline, seems like to me you're asking practical questions like, do we ask mm-hmm. them to dinner? Can they spend the night? These kinds of things. Is that right? You're looking for that kind of direction?
Well, we would never let her spend the night, but in terms of having any kind of a relationship with her partner, if she were to get to that point, which I pray she doesn't, but, you know, I'm kind of being a troubleshooter here and, you know, looking ahead or being proactive, you know. I pray that that not happen. We're always in prayer for her, and we have a prayer mm-hmm. group that prays specifically for our children that are in this type of situation. But, yeah, I just want to get confirmation in terms of, you know, what my husband and I, the place that we're at, that we're, you know, going if we were to deal with something like that.
I wonder if, and I've said this many times here, I wonder if you had this conversation with her. You're wanting us to accept you in whatever you do, whoever you are. And I think the way this can work best is if you're trying to accept us as we're trying to accept you.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
if you're
point.
Trying to accept us, then you know that it's very, very uncomfortable, difficult for us, and it's impossible to endorse a same-sex relationship. So
yeah, we've just, had those conversations with her,
mm-hmm.
and she knows, living with us for so many years, she knows. She just last night brought me a devotional.
So her expecting you to be happy to have the partner over for dinner isn't really accepting you. See, we're gonna love you, but we're not gonna do those things together with you because it just isn't who we are.
Well, that's part of playing the movie forward, because yeah. life looks different depending on our choices. And
right.
right? And mm-hmm. I think that's a really important point, Steve, because just because she chooses something, I mean, you'll always love her and want right. to be a part of her life, but mm-hmm. she's creating some limitations in
yes.
in the yes. relationship
yeah, being
by
about that.
By choosing that.
Well, it's just like yes. God. God loves us unconditionally. Mm-hmm. God does not approve yeah. of what we do.
Right. That's two different things.
Conditionally. And so same thing mm-hmm. with her. You'll always love her. But what she's wanting is she's wanting you to just go with whatever she goes with, because that's what she
no, we
did.
Can't.
She
it's almost
thinks,
hypothetical, though.
Yeah, mm-hmm. she thinks that, or she would be thinking that, well, you just need to do what you feel like doing. And it's really sad mm-hmm. that somewhere along the way that she has abandoned some truth that could really, really help her a lot. Could help mm-hmm. a lot of people. And it's so subtle what the world teaches mm-hmm. about these things. We don't mm-hmm. even know we're falling into it, but we do. So hang in there with her. Be sure that you don't lose what you already have. But I don't think you should have to ever apologize for saying, oh, you know, we're trying to accept you, and I hope you can accept the fact that we're just not able to do that.
Right, right.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much, because yeah. it's, you know, it does confirm what my husband and I already believe. And, you know, I think that the part that's hard is that she doesn't really... I don't really believe that she really wants to be this way, because she mm-hmm. gets very, you know, she's had some people that have been potential relationships, and she gets really uncomfortable during that time that she's starting to see someone, and she just almost gets physically sick, and she is always in a struggle about it, but she also is doesn't understand why she has this bent toward,
yeah.
You know, wanting to be, you know, being attracted to, you know, the same sex, which I can't
right.
understand
we get that.
Either. But.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I think if you ever have an opportunity for the two of you to get into counseling together, you might both uncover some things there. It might be a
yeah,
good thing for
I,
you, and I'm really glad that you called us, and I'm going to send you a copy. Well, what should I send? What do you think would be a good book for her? I'm at a loss right now. Maybe Take Your Life Back, and
yeah.
then that way you stay yeah. free from being, you know, engulfed in the whole thing and lose mm-hmm. your life right here. All right, let's go to Jerry Pierce, South Dakota. That's where he's from. Hi, Jerry. How you doing?
Hello. Thanks for taking my call. Yes. I believe that I was born an alcoholic. I've been married for 28 years. We have four children. The oldest is 27 to 20. My wife emotionally separated from me a year ago. We've been living in the same house. We have a farmhouse and a house in town. Right before Christmas, I was going stir crazy. It's just like, how long are we going to live together and try to be friends and not work on our marriage? 5 years ago, I got into AA and tried to do it. I've had a couple slips. I've never been able to share them with my wife. I'm sure she knows. And I've been sober for 2.5 years, but I have a lot of demons. I've been smoking pot up until 2 months ago. I'm trying my best to straighten my life out and be a good husband and a good father. I believe she still loves me even through all this, but she has pretty much the last 2 months locked the doors, changed the keys, and doesn't want any contact with me, which I have to respect. My question is, and I'm a codependent, I'm sure. It was hard as heck for me to move out of the house, but
what's the question then?
When do I start to try to write letters or something to try to build a relationship back I mean, I'm trying to get God in me through AA as best as I can, and I'm starting to, the light's coming on. But
okay, so here's the thing, though. She's had kind of a series of bad news from you. And if she hasn't had the news, since she's a woman, she has the intuition and that sixth sense that she senses whether or not you're being authentic and real or you're covering something up. So you've got 2 months of really the potential for sobriety.
Because as long as you were doing pot, you really weren't sober,
right.
Jerry.
So you're off to a good start. But I'm just wondering what would happen if you did what we encourage people to do when they really want to win a person's heart back. Is I wonder what would happen if you did a full disclosure of all the stuff, all the demons, as you say, and here is what I am doing. Please, I don't expect you to change anything you're doing right now, but I'm just asking you to take your time because I'm in process. Because, see, you're really 2 months into who you can be. The rest, you got mood alteration all around you. And who knows? I'm sure this isn't the only kind of thing that you struggle with. But look at you. You're wanting to do the right thing. So if you really want to do the right thing, stay the course. Dave, what are your thoughts on this? I mean, let's hear what Dave is.
Emotionally separated, I went to pornography. I'm an addictive
person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So.
But you got to get moving in the right direction and keeping her informed of your movement in the right direction. And you've just been back into AA briefly, and it's going to take a while because you got a lot of issues that you got to deal with.
Well, and she knows how addictive you are. And here you've just now mentioned a third addiction, okay? So she may be fearing that you're treating getting back together, in an addictive way. And so you've got to, respect what she needs. Ask her, if you can, what she needs to see, but also tell her that you're going to show her. And so, Jerry, it's time to really kick into high gear to deal with these addictions.
I think so.
You need to be going to every man's battle. Let's set that up. Let's get some men around you.
Well, you got to get some men around you back home in the area. Get into a men's group at your church and letting them know that you're doing that.
Well, and
you go full throttle.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, you need to
this becomes your life for now.
I think if you really want to make a difference here, you absolutely have to get some treatment. Okay, so we treat the sexual addiction with every man's battle. That's a treatment. You could start going to an outpatient program for the alcoholism. That's a treatment. I think you need some really good professional help because addiction is literally eating you alive. I mean, it is taking over everything. It does that when it goes unabated.
Yeah, so, you supplement AA with a counselor, but don't give up the AA.
Life Recovery Bible, coming your way.
My wife asked me for the first time in 2011 if I would consider myself a sex addict, so I signed up. I'd read the Every Man's Battle book, and it was a great book, but the workshop, it was the experience that really was key for me. If they go to EMB, they're going to be in good hands. This is a safe place. They're going to be surrounded by men that simply walk the talk. The weekend leaders that they will go through this workshop with, they'll help them to get to the root of their issues. I've been through a number of well-preached sermons, listened to and read countless books, been to a number of seminars, but EMB for me was a game changer. It truly saved my life. Being in this community, being in this workshop, being around these men will change them if they'll let them. You're going to encounter men that will meet you where you're at, and then you will instantly walk into a safe place where they're welcome.
If you're struggling, call us. We don't want you to go on struggling. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year, after every man's battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. So glad you're with us here today. Hope that you can sign up for Club New Life at $30 a month or a gift of any amount. Send you a great video to say thank you. We always love saying thank you to those that support us, but you're part of truth being dispersed in those areas of life that are so difficult for us. Wish it was more tidy. And a lot of people want to fake it like it is today. But life is tough outside the garden. And, you know, if Adam had just done two things, don't eat the fruit, watch mm-hmm. out for snakes, well, things would be different. But if we'd been
sure
him,
would.
It would have been the same thing. All right, let's go to Robert. He's calling from Houston, Texas. KKHT. Hey, Robert, how are you today, and
hey,
how can we help?
How are you?
Good. What's going on?
Okay. I do a men's group at my church.
Yeah.
And here's the deal. There's a guy in there that came, and he told us that he was doing drugs and alcohol.
Yeah.
His drug of choice is cocaine. He wasn't doing crack, he was just snorting. So I told him he needed to get help. But do I need to have him continue to come to the group?
Well, you know, in AA, they say there's one criteria that you have to meet to be part of the group. You know what that is?
To be sober.
Yeah, you want to be.
Yeah.
You know. So I think the question is, are you coming because you're lonely? That's not going to, and that's not what we're here for. We're not the Lonely Hearts Club band or whatever. Or are you coming because you meet the one criteria we have for people coming to the group? You want to get better. See, now, when somebody wants to get better, I might let them in the group, even if, you know, they've relapsed, see? Because it doesn't mean you're going to get it perfect first time or whatever. But a guy that's just using and is no desire to change or showing no evidence of change, I think you have a problem there. I think you're right in asking the question.
Well, the principle that I've always uses it when somebody is moving forward in recovery, they're part of this,
yeah,
the family, they're part mm-hmm. of the group. When they fall, that breaks the relationship until they're back on the path again. And so, as what you're saying, Steve, is as long as there's the willingness to move forward and a desire to move forward in recovery, that they're part of the group.
Well, sometimes people are told by a spouse, if you don't go to that group, I'm out of here. Or the courts are saying, well, if you have to go to a group. So they go, and then if they're not doing anything, you become kind of enabling the superficial look of recovery without anything mm-hmm. actually going on there.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to be part of that either.
No, and the most obvious is you don't show up to the group high.
So
that's,
here's what I think.
That's real evidence that you're not wanting to grow.
I think the best thing for you is to have a, first of all, loving, absolute loving, grace-filled conversation with him separate from the group, where you really try to help him. I want to help you, and so I want to meet with you. And I haven't heard anything that says you really want help, and so that's why I'm meeting with you. So let's talk about that. You never have to apologize for that kind of meeting with somebody, you know. Mm-hmm. What do you think of that?
Okay, that makes sense.
That makes sense.
I can do that.
It you do for him kind of what you'd want somebody to do for you if you were making the most ridiculously foolish decision of your life, going to a recovery meeting and not really wanting to be in recovery.
Okay, because he indicated to us that he really, by him coming, it let me know that he was trying to get help, but he's in denial. Mm-hmm. Okay, I do it, and I'm just waiting on God to do something.
Yeah, so that's why, in addition, he needs to be going to some, 12-step narcotics meetings or cocaine anonymous meetings.
A lot of people waiting on God to do what God waiting on them to do. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to be enabling them to do nothing.
Yeah.
There's a lot that he could be
doing.
He needs
to go where he'll
be. Great question. I'll send you a Life Recovery Bible, and I hope you love it. 3 million Life Recovery Bibles. There's not a better gift to a person who is in recovery than a Life Recovery Bible. There's a workbook that people love, that workbook. And so you can get that here at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, newlife.com. We hope that you will. Don't think you'll be disappointed. And for someone to get that as a gift, you're saying to them, hey, I realize what you're doing, and I realize your values, and this puts it all together. Recovery, the 12 steps, and Scripture, where the 12 steps came from. That's what those that created those steps say. Well, we're glad you're with us here today, and I can't encourage you enough to do something. You know, it's President's Day, so elect yourself president of your own life and decide that you don't need a Continental Congress to go to Philadelphia on April the 5th, or Dallas, March the 8th. But in the president's theme, Philadelphia, April the 5th, that's when we're going to be doing this wonderful Every Man's Battle in Philly. And you could go there, and I'm telling you, you will ring the bell of freedom before it's over with. It's a great thing to do. Restore is March the 1st in Orange County. And any woman that is hurting and you're struggling with that hurt, well, of course you are. But don't do it any longer. And if you need assistance, we've got some great scholarship opportunities to get you to Restore. And then in May, we've got the New Life Weekend, Finding Freedom and Intimacy in Marriage, is coming up again in June. Don't struggle alone. But look, maybe you don't need a workshop. You just need to be with some other folks in a counseling situation, or maybe you just need to get into a recovery group, a life recovery group, or you need a book, video, something like that. We can help you find the resource that you need by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It's also the place to call if you have a desire to help us. We sure do need your help to stay on the air, to continue to do this for years to come. And every dollar that you give us, well, it's going to either reach somebody on radio that maybe could never get help, couldn't afford it, it's not in their area, or perhaps it's going to cover a scholarship for somebody that can't afford to come to one of the weekend intensives. So all that you do can really impact a life. And then when you do that, every time you hear of somebody being helped on New Life and their life transformed, you were part of that. It goes to your account. A lot of people say, I knew if I gave that it'd be a blessing to your ministry. I didn't realize what a blessing it would be to me when I started to give. And it really can be. So come call us if you possibly can. And help us do this and continue to do it for a very long time. My thanks to Dr. Dave Stoop. What a great brother in Christ. And we are the co-editors of the fantastic Transforming Life Recovery Bible. My thanks to Dr. Jill Hubbard for giving our fathers and mothers. It's a wonderful, wonderful book that sets you free. We will see you here next time, tomorrow. Happy President's Day.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.